Hardball Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Mitt.
Yeah.
Will you put Gumpy on that TV so I can see
him? Oh, yeah. Shit. Sorry. I always forget to do that.
And Mitt's here.
Mitt and Nikki Skates are in the back. Pal, how we doing today?
All is well, my friend. All is well.
Fucking beard looks sharp today.
Yeah, went and saw my guy back home. It's been a while. He does a good job.
Still, like, same guy as before?
Oh, yeah. He remembered how to do it? Oh, yeah. He's fucking dialed in. Never lets me down. Good lad.
You know who else never lets us down? Tampa Bay Lightning.
Fucking Bolts, dude.
Wasn't even a sweat. Wasn't a sweat.
Tried to say, it's due for a fucking spanking, boys.
Yeah, you were right. Now we go back.
They're ruining it. This thing's dead. Bolts in six.
Pat said the same thing.
Yeah. They're fucking steamrolling now, man. They ain't slowing them down. Rangers, they took the Rangers' best shot.
Rangers are fucking so good at home, though.
Nah, something, not now.
Something about all those suits and MSG gets them going.
And the Avs posting that picture.
I didn't see what they post.
What are you doing? Posted a picture of them all with the fucking, whatever it is, the conference fucking
The one you're not trophy. Supposed to touch.
Hang it in the lure on Twitter. Sid and the boys touched it.
Yeah, Sid and the boys did touch it.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't put hang it on the lure on a conference championship before the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you do not fucking hang it in the lure.
No, there is no lure until you win the cup, my friend.
Fucking keep it out of the lure. hockey was good last night. I had a bad night record-wise in baseball, but I put hefty units on the 5-plus strikeouts boost, and that one fucking came home.
Yeah, and you had fucking Votto bomb. What else do you want, dude?
I also learned about the fucking phrase that Votto still bangs. Votto's always bang. Something like that. I got a lot of those. Votto, were you 7-1 last night? Were you 7-1 last night?
Yeah, and the Sox ended up winning that game, too.
The Red Sox, yes, they did.
Yeah, Whitlock, yeah. Time to go back to the pen, pal. Yeah. I mean, this experiment is over. He's lights out in the pen. I don't know why they've left him in the rotation so long.
They got us first five. That was the only one you lost, huh?
Yeah, Sox fucking 2-game over .500. Here we go.
Hey, the Reds won. The Cubs did not. Cubs did not win against the Orioles, and the Braves came back to win, but not by 1.5. So you got your 1.5 first five. I could not get my 1.5 full game.
Flexing, baby. All the way back.
I didn't take that game. That was against Houston. he plays well against Houston?
+1.5, baby. Both +1.5 hit last night.
Speaking of baseball bets, if you haven't done it yet today, go to FanDuel Sportsbook and make sure you opt in. There is a 50K PMI same game parlay holiday. Big bomb bonanza. So basically what you have to do is create a same game parlay or same game parlay plus on FanDuel Sportsbook. Same game parlay is just you pick a bunch of things from the same game, make it a parlay. That's what that is. Same game parlay plus involves multiple games, blah, 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 blah. If you have the longest odds and your bet hits, you win $50,000 in free bets at FanDuel Sportsbook. So, like, I did a few where they're around, like, +5,000. I even did one that's around plus, like, 1,000.
Smart.
Some of the boys did a +120,000, which, if you don't know anything about gambling, those are harder to hit, but if they do hit them, they will definitely win the $50,000.
You are the winner.
I had $147,000 that lost on the first leg. Fucking Mitch Keller was dealing today.
Listen, Mitch Keller will get you.
You go against Puckos on your own fucking terms, okay? So you do that. Longest odds win $50,000. I'm pulling it up right now because Connor tweeted it earlier today on what else other people. When?
Up to 100,000.
Yeah, 100,000 in total. Let's see here. Where's Kona?
Fuck.
Okay, first place gets 50. Second place, man? Can't wait. What happened, Mitt?
The Blue Jays just got fucking out in the middle of the fifth. I just lost all my fucking parlays. They're not going to win the fucking first five.
All in on Kikuchi.
I stayed away from
what a fucking menace.
None of my. I stayed away from the first two games. I'm only doing the night games for this. First place, 50,000. Second place, 15. Third, 10. Fourth, 8. Fifth, 7. 3. 2.5. 2. 1.5. 1. It keeps going down, I believe. So that's what it's in for tonight. I did one where it's like a mixture of strikeouts and first to whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I did one where it was just pretty much put all the picks for tonight in.
Smart.
We will see.
Smart.
We will find out. Well, I will give a warning for today's baseball picks. I was kind of focused on this, so who knows? Just absolutely, yeah, who knows? We have no NHL tonight.
It's a sad day, my friends. We've reached that point.
This is the launch's fault.
I'm okay with what the launch did.
This is the Oilers' fault.
Mike Smith's fault.
It's fucking Mike Smith's fault.
Who knows whose fault it was?
Yes. It's all Mike Smith's fault. And it might be Calgary's fault for losing to the Oilers.
It absolutely could be. Lance, you're still 220 to win it. Tampa's plus 320 to win the finals. If you're feeling pretty good about them now, McCarr and McKinnon are still the favorites. They're back tomorrow, right?
I believe it is tomorrow. Rangers got to figure out what's going on with their centers. They're all banged up. Filippito now hurt. Ryan Strome took warm-ups but didn't play last game. Probably expected to play next game, but that's a massive blow. Your strength on the ice is weak.
Yeah, you can't have it. That's where we won championships.
Good Bieber game 7 situation here.
Gumpy is rooting, I believe, for the Bieber situation. Justin Bieber, of course, having a concert at MSG.
MSG.
Get the Rangers out of this fucking playoffs. Should have been knocked out in every round.
They could have. YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk tonight. And Barry Melrose is on?
Yeah, Barry will join us and Kevin Weeks.
Oh, Weeksy.
From the boiler room?
I can't wait to
from the boiler room and see all what props.
Fucking props he's got.
I cannot wait. He's a prop king.
all right, so we got that NHL tomorrow. We'll dive in more to that. NBA, game three tonight.
Here we
Celts go. -3.5. -150 on the money line, +130. We got a couple boosts. Tatum and Jaylen Brown to each score 5 in the first quarter, which I always hate.
I hate
first will not be bets. Taking that one. The other one is Steph for 25, Wiggins for 15, and Clay to make 2 threes. The story of the first whatever is Clay's been off.
Yeah.
Steve Curry even left him in the game when it was a blowout in game two to see if he could find his shot. Clay went back and watched Clay game 6 highlights. We are back in the garden. I know you're on the Celtics.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think they get it tonight.
Mitt?
Draymond not going to get away with that shit in Boston, dude. I know the Warriors blew him out in game 2, but they got every fucking call, man. Everyone. And that's what's going to happen in Boston tonight, I think.
Yeah, and it was made a point nationally that, like, Draymond was setting just moving screens, that they always set fucking moving screens to free up Steph Curry, a.k.a. Tony's guy. I mean, they're not going to be able to do that in Boston. Like, Boston's going to be absolutely electric. They haven't had a final in how many years, Gumpy? You said it's been 10 years since the NBA Finals have been back. Yeah, that's going to be absolutely fucking insane. There's no way I see Boston losing tonight. And then with the it's finals. It's only 3 points. Might as well just lay the 3. Fuck it. Here we go. And also, the over-under, 212. Pretty fucking low. Let's go. Over. Troop for points. And I'm also taking the boost, Tony. I don't know why you hate the first quarter boost.
I always do.
But 5 points in the first quarter. Easy money. Keeps you super, super, super interested in the first quarter of the game. It's awesome to watch. You'll be up out of your seat.
I'll be interested no matter what.
So Klay Thompson, here's some, scored less than 20 points in 10 of 13 games since Grizzlies series.
Okay.
Poole's hit more than 2 threes in only one of last five on the road. Draymond, 2 of 17 from 3 since start of Grizzlies series.
Okay. Some trends here. Good for Boston. They are 7-1 in their last 8 on 2 days rest. I believe they haven't. They're 16-5 ATS in their last 21 off of a loss. I believe they're 6-0 maybe or something like that in the playoffs off of a loss. Yeah. 12-2 ATS their last 14 off of a straight up loss. Obviously they're home. Golden State has some troubling trends as far as 1-5 in their last 6 road games. 1-5 in their last 6 versus teams with a winning record. Obviously, that's playoffs. 1-6 in their last 7 versus teams with a winning record on the road. Trends aren't good for the Warriors. I'm not going to bet against the Warriors, so I'm not. I can't find the way tonight.
Sitting it out.
I can't give me take fuck. This. I can't take this.
Time Lord's banged up, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the well, fucking.
First basket?
Tatum, first basket.
I will come do on, first kid. Basket.
Tatum's got it. We need a fucking take. Give me a Tatum go off game tonight, dude. Let's go.
Give me Klay.
I was gonna say fucking Time Lord, but I don't know.
He's plus 650. It's not too high. It's not. I mean, plus 650.
Time Lord
plus
is
650. But give me Klay.
What's Tatum?
They're gonna run a play for him on the first fucking. Tatum is plus 550.
There we go.
Jaylen Brown's a favorite at plus 380. I'm still happy with my NBA Finals MVP on him right now.
Okay.
Because Tatum did not play well in first game, and Jaylen Brown's played pretty good for both 2 games.
Yeah, very well.
Tony, I have the perfect parlay, actually.
Can't wait.
It's the Boston Celtics money line parlayed with Steph Curry under 28.5 points here.
Okay. Keep doing that. Did Connor come in here?
Negative. Pattern is full.
Negative Ghost Rider pattern is full. I don't know why. I don't know why I can't. It's not that I dislike the Celtics. I just don't. I don't know.
This series just feels like it's going to go back and forth, back and forth.
I do not like the road stats for the Warriors either.
No.
As we know, 44-2-2, I believe now. If you're going to take the Celtics, you might as well lay the 3.5. Yeah. Because of the winners covered that many in a row or whatever. Okay. I'm just going to take Klay first basket, and that's it.
Come on, C's. You're on the under, Tony?
Nah. What are the trends like for the under?
The unders, everybody's on the under.
Oh, the trends for the under are...
juicy.
Very juicy.
Yeah.
You'll never guess who just walked in the fucking studio.
Bruce?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Is it Lefty?
Yeah,
it is. What's up, dude?
What up, Lefty?
You're shaving your beard off on us. Here's your head just getting bigger and bigger.
What?
Maybe a little of both, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I love the Celtics money line tonight.
Yes.
I saw a meme.
Fucking yell it, boys. Yell the team rise.
Scream it from the fucking mountain.
I saw a meme that I think might be fake that said that the Celtics are 12-0 with Scott Foster. It can't be real, but I just took it as fact and decided to bet
which
the
one
Celtics
was that?
Money line.
It I was did just see like that a, on the internet as
yeah,
well.
Like a BSL.
Yeah, it's hard to believe anybody has a winning record with Scott Foster.
Yeah, it's the jersey swap, Scott Foster, yep. The Boston Celtics one. Yeah,
yep. It got me good earlier today, so I'm on the Celtics money line, and I do love it. I was on the Warriors money line all last right. game.
Scott Foster this year. Home team is 32-26 ATS.
Love it.
Let's go.
34-24 straight up home team.
All right. Celtics 12-0.
Over under. under is 33-24.
Oh, fuck. Fucking A 6-3.
Huh?
6-3 Royals. Blue Jays.
Are you on the fucking Blue Jays too?
Dude. My parlay.
Wait,
hold on a second. You and Mutt are both on fucking the Blue Jays.
Seems to be that way. I did a real parlay too with the Yankees tonight, like actual money,
not the bonanza.
Dude, yeah, the Royals are fucking bad. Like, I actually do.
Yeah, but Brad Keller's not bad.
Yeah, Keller can fucking deal Keller can from go. Time to time.
The bananas is awesome, by the way. 50K?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Bananas.
Did you come in here to... all right, that's what we got for basketball tonight. Did you come in here to talk a little fucking RBC Canadian Open?
Yeah, we can talk a little RBC if you'd like.
Yeah, you know I got the three balls.
Yeah, I'm sure you got the three balls. Can't wait to hear them. Rory's your favorite, 8-1. Very surprised to see that, honestly. Scotty Scheffler, then the next favorite at plus 850, JT plus 950, and then Cam Smith is 11-1. Of that kind of bunch of the favorites, I like JT the best with Cam Smith. Very close second. We'll probably take either both of them or just JT and then have a quick trigger if Cam Smith birdies a couple. He was playing well at the Memorial and then was plus 5, I believe, on Sunday.
Yep.
I hammercocked him on Saturday night. So
okay.
That stung. Sam Burns, the price is finally reflecting how often he's been in contention. He is 14-1 here. He seems to basically just be like only finishing top 10, top 20. You know, obviously he has top fives and a few wins in there as well. Matt Fitzpatrick, I love him in this spot at 16-1. I will definitely be playing him here. Shane Lowry at 16-1. He's kind of a hot name where like he was hot, fell off, but like in this kind of lighter field. Could be a problem. And then Corey Connors, obviously the hometown lad, he's up there in Canada, 20-1, tough to ignore, could be his spot. Little like course info. It's kind of, I feel like you just say the same shit about every golf course when you do this, but it's like, oh, the rough's gonna be really hard to hit out of. So yeah, that's kind of the story.
The course was great for him last week.
Yeah.
Said it was a great course, so
I mean,
he is also officially unblocked tie.
Oh, really?
They are conversing on Twitter as we speak.
Wow. That's awesome. Oh, man. I was looking for someone farther down the list that I like. Let me see. Like last week? You know, you guys.
Fucking,
I got
not
two
playing this weekend?
Down the board.
Huh? No. He's not.
Billy Ho's chilling, yeah.
Who do you got?
Down the board, Justin Rose is 48-1. Okay. I think that's worth a look.
I don't hate it.
And then Harry Higgs, wherever the fuck he is down there. I mean, one of these days, Harry Higgs and I are going to have a fun weekend together where we win a golf tournament. Yeah, that's it.
Chris like Kirk's Harry there Higgs. At 40-1. I kind of like him. Everyone I like, unfortunately, is shorter odds this week.
And then if odds are posted for the inaugural LIV Golf, whatever they call it, I will take Phil Mickelson in that.
Phil? No, he hasn't played
in the next LIV Golf tournament, if there are odds for that, I will also take Phil Mickelson.
Okay. I've been waiting for Phil to appear for months.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great that he's back, honestly.
If there was a cut, I would take Bryson not to make the cut.
Yeah. There are no cuts, which is huge for Bryson. He can be on the range.
Does that
until
guy stink at golf
morning.
Now?
There's no cuts?
No.
No cuts. Yeah, 54.
Three rounds.
54 holes. That's what LIV actually stands for. And there's a team format. I honestly don't really fully get how it works over the course of 54 holes where like a team wins and there's an individual winner, but we'll see.
Maybe I assume it's just the all their scores added up.
Yeah, could be.
I know the eighth event of the LIV is a team event.
As Foxy has informed me multiple times over the last few days, you can play stroke play and match play simultaneously as well. So they could do something like that.
You can actually, yes.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Could be cool. Three ball this week for me.
Let's hear it.
I don't like it as much as I have.
Come on.
There's just not, like, for some reason, there isn't matchups that I think are, how should I say this?
Fruitful,
or like there's a clear guy that I like more than the other two in the group. But here, I'll go through them. Let's see where I can find them at. Three balls. There it is. I like Shane Lowry over Fitzpatrick and Snedeker. I like Tony Finau over J.J. Spawn and Nick Taylor.
Here we go.
Aaron Rye versus Mark Hubbard and Bryce Garnett. Sahith Theegala, who's actually been playing some pretty good golf. I like him over Alex Smalley and David Lingmerth.
Who?
Alex Smalley.
No, who do you like there?
Fucking Theegala.
Theegala?
Yeah. Playing some pretty good golf lately. All
right.
This one actually came out to my favorite one. Rory Sabatini.
Okay.
Against David Hearn and Camille Vijegas. And this was one, but I think he withdrew. CT Penn is out. So I got Lowry, Finau, Rye, Theegala, and Sabatini. This week is not...
Yeah, a little bit of a lighter field. I mean, there's a major next week, so...
True. Which we will be fucking...
That's why, you know, Rory and JT are kind of the guys here getting ready. Scotty Scheffler, too. This is probably Scoot our first time there, yeah. Not mentioning him. He is playing one of those favorites. But he's just, you know, kind of falling off a little bit. Maybe he's just in a little bit of a, you know, hibernation period.
I also, for fun, did a 8-leg top 40 parlay.
Wow.
Plus 1,400.
I like that a lot.
Com Smith, Corey Connors, Lowry, Sam Burns, Hatton, Harold Varner, Fitzpatrick, and Tony Finau.
All right.
It's $40. It pays out $650.
It feels like a Harold Varner single right there. Come on, Harry.
Come on, Harold.
Come on.
All right. That's what we got for golf this week. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. Yeah. Belmont Stakes this weekend as well. Light field there.
Make sure
but
we fucking come prepared but, this week, okay?
Return of Dick Strike.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh, Dick Strike.
Mile and a half Strike. Over the famous Belmont.
Fucking,
Belmont
if Park. You don't come in here and deliver those picks in your blue jeans, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah. I think it's like a 7-horse field. So should know him backwards and forwards.
Are you running?
No, mile and a half, dude, over the dirt. No, thank you.
No fucking thank you, dude. Yeah,
maybe drive the like pickup truck behind him or whatever.
Thank you, Bruce.
Not a baby.
I meant your horse, not you, literally.
Max Player.
Yeah. You
Max you Player. Might? Max Player might be on the undercard. I'll have to look into that.
Okay.
Hopefully fuck, not, though. Bruce. Hopefully we're taking some time to recalibrate.
Man, that's a goddamn horse.
Thank you, Bruce.
Shares. Like a
fingernail. Yeah, we get it.
You get it?
Love you.
Love you, Bruce.
Love you, love you Bruce.
Miss you, Gum. Love you, Gum.
Love you, Gum. Miss hey, you,
baby,
Gum.
Bruce.
All right, let's jump into baseball for today. For the bonanza, I did write down every single pitcher's ERA, their Ks per nine, the teams that they're facing, how they bat, and then the Ks per game for those teams. So I'm kind of prepared today, but in a different way. So just take these with a tablespoon of sugar. That's not the same. Nick, what's the same? Grain of salt. Thank you.
There we go.
I like sugar, though. Maybe we start that one.
Yeah, that is actually. I do like sugar. That is something you want to take, though. full of sugar.
We got D-backs at Cincy. Merrill Kelly versus Mike Minor. Mike Minor in his one start this year was not good. He's got an 8-1-4. Merrill Kelly's got a 3-7-8. Cincy is fourth versus right-handed pitchers, though. Arizona's 17th versus lefties. What did I do? Did I say, yeah, I'll take the D-backs first five plus a half here. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I love Mike Minor, but you're going to take some time. That 11 ERA is scary. Merrill Kelly has not been as good, though, is my only concern.
No, he is not. But
I'm going to have to take the half here.
This is a real big, this is a real big fuck it day for me on these picks. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, I love the Reds, but sometimes you know, D-back's been good correct. To us this year, too.
Yeah. Seattle's at Houston. Logan Gilbert versus Jose Urquidy. Logan Gilbert's got a 3.60 expected. Urquidy's got a 6. Seattle's the play here, plus the half for me.
Yes.
Arquidi has been better at home.
I'm also on the Mariners plus a half for this club.
You guys are the worst.
That'll be the fucking throw this out here. Arquidi has been much better at home.
Go, Nick.
Washington's at Miami. Josiah Gray versus Sandy Alcantara. I love Sandy Alcantara, but I'm not laying fucking $2.
No, thank you. This line is absurd.
Yeah. Miami's also a seventh versus righties as far as hitting. So it is a good matchup for them, but I don't trust them. I don't trust them as a team.
Set it up.
Chicago against Baltimore. Motherfucker. I'm going to kick the Cubs and Stroman first five plus a half.
I'm with you, Tony.
Cubs are fifth versus right-handed pitchers over the last 2 weeks. Baltimore's 24th. Stroman's been a little better than Jordan Lyles. We got Cubs first five plus a half. St. Louis at Tampa. Packy Naughton goes against Kluber. Packy Naughton is more of a opener, 1-2, potentially three-inning guy, but he's been good when he's doing it. St. Louis is eighth versus righties. Tampa's 20th versus lefties. I'm going to take the Cards plus the half here.
Kluber's been good his last few starts.
He has, which is worry.
Money line.
Yeah, Kluber, that is a worry. It's quite a worry, actually, but here we are. That was a bad beat for Cardinals backers last night if you had him full game, the walk-off. Texas is at Cleveland. Dane Dunning versus Bieber. I love Biebs, but I don't like Cleveland's offense, so I'm going to stay away.
Give me Biebs. First five money line, Guardians.
Okay. Oakland is at Atlanta. Koenig goes against Ian Anderson. Did I take this game? You get a lay with Atlanta, and I didn't do it.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out, Tony.
Okay. Yankees are at Minnesota. Cortez goes against Archer. Obviously, it's advantage Yankees. It's 170. Like, I don't know what to do here. I didn't take anything. Should I lay the half? What are you thinking?
I'm laying the half with Nestor. It's some one of those guys you just got to. He's been lights out all year, and you just got to keep going the way Yankees are going too.
Maybe I will love
laying a half, but I'll do it.
Okay, Yankees minus a half. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it with you, pal. Phillies against the Brewers. I'm taking the Phillies here. Nola has. I like Nola.
I hate both these fucking teams.
Dude. I don't love taking the Phillies on the road here, but I think. Let me see here. What do I have? Nola's expected ERA is 2.8. Milwaukee's 23rd versus righties. Phillies obviously a little better. Hauser's got a 4.5 expected. Yeah, give me the Phils.
There we go.
Dodgers are at the White Sox. Gonsolin versus Cueto. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to lean Dodgers, but not doing anything.
I thought about fucking taking Cueto. To me. I love Cueto for no reason, but I'm not touching this one.
Red Sox are at the Angels, minus 160. Eovaldi's better than Detmers, and Boston's number one versus lefties the last 2 weeks. Got to go Boston, right?
Yeah, Sox money line. They're fucking rolling right now, dude. 29-27. The boys are back in the mix.
I'm just adding games in here. Mets are at the Padres. Bassett versus Manea.
Should have taken the fucking. Knew it was the Dads last night.
Now, and that was a bad night for the Mets. They're dealing with a couple injuries now. Fucking polar bear.
This is the two Athletics traded this offseason going head to head.
I don't want it. I'm staying away.
Give me the fucking Dad's money line. Fuck it.
And then the Giants are big favorites against the Rockies. Senzan Taylor's got a fucking 7-2-5 against Alex Wood. Not doing anything.
Yeah, I'll lay it again with the Giants. Okay. First 5 months and a half. Worked out last night, barely, by the skin of my teeth, but it worked out.
I got D-backs first five plus a half. Seattle first five plus a half. The Cubs first five plus a half. The Cardinals first five plus a half. Yankees laying the half first five. Phillies money line first five. And Bo Sox first five money line.
All first five. Mariners plus a half. D-backs plus a half. Cubs money line. Guardians money line, Rays money line, Yankees minus half, Red Sox money line, Dad's money line, and Giants minus a half.
I got a boost that I think you may like. I just jumped in on it. Cortez to have 6+ strikeouts and Judge and Rizzo to record a hit plus 250. Ugh. I'm on it.
It's one of those things that feels like a lot again. It worked out last night, though. Three pitchers over 6Ks.
Yep.
That was a good bet.
It was.
Good boost.
Great boost.
Good boost.
Okay. I think that's it. Good show out of you today.
Okay, you too. Good hey, to see you, Paul.
Good work, boys.
Here we go.
Mick, good work out of you today.
Need the Celts tonight. Need the Celts.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
I'm rooting for you because I don't got anything on it.
It's got to be. It's got to be the Seas tonight. If not, I don't know how many games it's going to go.
I know.
Every time you think the Seas are fucking dead, though, they show up. And every time you think, like, this is how it's been. Like, remember it got to game six when they were in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, minus 8.5?
Yep.
And everyone's like, oh, the Heat are dead. And then it's
they
like,
weren't.
They get smacked. And then you get to game seven, and everyone's like, oh, the Heat are going to win it now. And then Celtics show up.
That was a close one, though.
This is how it goes, man. That's how the NBA is now, I guess.
All right. Hey, Mick, good luck. Nick, good luck.
Good luck.
Pal, good luck. Love you, Paul.
Good luck. Love you,
everyone buddy. Else, good luck.
We God wish bless.
You. Hammer.
I cut you off.